This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Take me back to Manhattan.
Well, Brittany Nixon is our resident theatre reviewer. Brittany has a performance background herself in ballet and musical theatre, but these days she runs the children's dance school Imagination Dance. You've probably heard us giving away a term's worth of classes throughout this week. Well, this week we've sent Brittany off to see Opera Australia's production of Mice and Men at the Sydney Opera House. It was directed by Bruce Beresford, the great Australian film director who's directed more than 30 feature films. Some of his award-winning films that you might have heard of include Break and Morant, Driving Miss Daisy, Black Robe, and more recently had a big hit with Mao's Last Dancer. Now, Brittany Nixon is on the line to tell us all about it. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, Katrina.
Now, you are still relatively new to Sydney, Australia. Is this the first time you've seen an opera at the Sydney Opera House?
This was my first opera at the Sydney Opera House and really my first traditional opera ever.
Yeah, wow. So, I mean, well, before I ask you what you think of it, let's just explain, I guess, a little bit of the story. It's a classic American story by John Steinbeck based on the short novel. But for those who aren't familiar with it, can you just tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. So Of Mice and Men takes place in 1936 in California. And it's really a story of friendship between two farmhands, George and Lenny. And George and Lenny are two real rugged guys who are constantly on the move from one farm job to the next, because Lenny has a mental handicap. So Lenny is a really large and, quote, simple man, and he keeps getting into trouble wherever he goes, and therefore he and George, who really watches out for Lenny, are always on the run to find a new place to work.
Mm-hmm.
So George, George gets frustrated with Lenny because he continues making mistakes wherever they find a place to work, but George also really loves Lenny and takes care of him. So the story really comes to a climax when George and Lenny find a new place of work at a new farm owned by a guy named Curly. And Curly has a wife who is really bored, and she wants attention from the new farmhands. And, of course, all the other farmhands, the old farmhands, know to stay away from her, because she could only bring them trouble with their boss and her husband. But anyways, she comes across Lenny, who has just accidentally killed his little puppy, and he is all alone sulking in a barn, and she tells Lenny that he can gently touch her soft, purdy hair, and I don't know how, like, do you want me to tell the whole story? I don't want to give away the whole story.
Well, yeah, tell us what happens, because it's all in the program anyway, isn't it?
Okay, it's true. So he's stroking her soft hair, and he accidentally breaks her neck, and she dies.
Oh!
And so I know! So Lenny, realizing what he has done, is really scared, and he runs away. And, of course, Curly and all of the other farmhands are running after Lenny to catch and lynch him. And so George, Lenny's dear friend and kind of like an older brother to him, is just beside himself with sadness, knowing that Lenny is going to be caught and killed, and he does not want Lenny to die in a state of fear. So out of total love for his friend, George gets to Lenny first, and he paints a beautiful and joyful mental picture to Lenny of how they're going to buy their own farm together and they're going to settle down and enjoy life. And just as Lenny is picturing this wonderful future that he's going to have with George, George takes out his shotgun and shoots Lenny dead, and that's the end of the story.
Wow.
Oh, I know.
Heartbreaking.
It is a really heartbreaking story, that's it.
Wow. Yeah, I remember studying at school, and it's a beautiful story of friendship. What would you say? I mean, you said it's your first opera. I mean, was it hard to understand? Was it hard to follow the story?
Look, it wasn't hard to follow the story because if you've never seen an opera at Sydney Opera House before, which I had never seen one before, there's actually subtitles above the stage. And also, just, you know, Of Mice and Men is a really great opera to see because, first of all, it's only 2 hours long, which I think is really short for an opera, and it's in English. So, like, it doesn't get much better than that.
So maybe
2-hour-long opera and in English. But Katrina, I will say, even though it was in English, because it was sung in such like an operatic way, it was really hard to understand the words. So I found myself constantly looking at the subtitles to understand what they were saying in English.
So yeah, you need the subtitles, but I guess still maybe a good opera for people who aren't into opera because, it, as you said, in English and you've got the subtitles and a fairly story to follow, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. I think if you've never seen an opera and you want the whole opera experience of going to the opera house, seeing an interesting show, I think this is the one to see because it's short and sweet and it's highly entertaining and it's a really great story and it's in English.
And you would think too, in a way, opera would be quite suited to such a dramatic, tragic kind of story like that.
Totally.
Yeah.
When I think of opera, I would think that as well.
Now, what are the main themes you would say emerge from this, just briefly?
Well, I definitely friendship. You know, and then there's a controversial subject, like a moral dilemma. You know, was George killing Lenny at the end a true act of friendship?
Mm.
You know, and that's a real moral dilemma because Lenny was presumably going to die anyways and in a much more horrific manner.
Yeah.
And then also just, you know, I guess the themes of taking care of each other, taking care of the handicapped. You know, everyone is in need of relationship. And, you know, Lenny was definitely in need of someone to love and take care of him. And George was that person for Lenny.
Yeah, wow. And being such a tragic story, I mean, two of the main characters dead by the end, did you find it too bleak or were you still able to enjoy it?
Look, I enjoyed it. Look, I enjoyed the story itself. Like, even though the story was a little bit depressing, I found myself, because it was an opera, and I'm sitting here watching these people being so overly dramatic, I found myself kind of chuckling on the inside, to be honest with you. I really enjoyed the entire experience. Like, there's one part where Curly's wife, who's totally bored, is singing about being bored. And she's, you know, singing, "I'm bored, Curly, I'm bored, Curly." And then she pulls a Mariah Carey and she's like, "I'm bored, Curly." And I just felt like myself chuckling. So even though the entire story was kind of depressing and sad, I was also mildly happy because it was hugely entertaining. And I'm thinking, who sings like that? How many people at the opera sing like that? So, look, I really enjoyed it.
So who do you think would, just to sum up, who do you think would enjoy this show?
Look, I think, that's a loaded question. Who would enjoy this show? Well, look, I never thought that I would be one to enjoy opera, but I really enjoyed this opera because it was a good story, because it was hugely entertaining, and I was thinking half the time, why are they singing like that? I don't know anybody, I guess anybody who enjoys theater or even just like your typical person who maybe doesn't even like theater, but just wants a really interesting experience, you know, because seeing this opera at the Sydney Opera House is an interesting experience. And you even just kind of like walking up the opera stairs, looking around to see who else is at the opera. That was an experience in itself. So I just think anybody who wants a one-off opera experience would enjoy this production.
Well, thank you so much, Brittany. Lovely to talk to you and, hilarious as well.
Thanks, Katrina.
That's our new theatre reviewer, Brittany Nixon from Imagination Dance. I send her along to shows from time to time. And Of Mice of Men is showing at the Sydney Opera House until August 11th. For more info, go to operaaustralia.org.au.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.